Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Monday edition. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. The number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. That, again, freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Mark in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. What's up?
From what I understand, George Bush now has power over the National Guard unit.
Yes. Yeah, we talked about this last week. It was the, the Defense Authorization Act of 2007. Passed a few weeks ago to little fanfare. No one was really even talking about it. It was the Military Commissions Act that got all of the attention. And the MCA certainly should have gotten attention, but everyone pretty much ignored the Defense Authorization Act, which does give George Bush the power to just snatch up National Guard troops from any old state he wants to without the permission of the state's legislature, the state's governor.
So now, like, if something goes down tomorrow during the voting process, he can just pull up National Guard troops?
Sure. Yeah, and you can use the military here as well. You can use the military to as a police force in the United States.
That's insane. Are they going to have, like, giant purple helmets or something?
I don't know. I don't expect that they'll be wearing anything different beyond fatigues. I mean, that's what Americans recognize. Americans recognize military members, and they have a inherent respect for them. And so it won't be very hard for military people to come into a given town and completely take over, martial law style, which is what the purpose of the Defense Authorization Act of 2007 is to obliterate the Posse Comitatus Act, which is the one piece of legislation standing in between the military and using them as a policing force.
Right, thus creating an entire police state.
Yes, at his leisure. It's not happening yet, but he does now have the power in order to do that.
It's a very short step, though. I mean, it's if you look at a lot of these police uniforms, like when these guys are doing their SWAT maneuvers and that kind of thing, they look military to me. I mean,
so Mark, does your unit have a giant purple helmet?
That's awesome. Thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate it.
Ian, you're jealous.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. I didn't see that one coming. I did not see it coming.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. I was completely blindsided. Yeah.
I should have thought of it when he said the purple helmet thing, but I was thinking UN, blue helmet, purple helmet.
Yeah, I didn't understand the reference either.
That was well done, Mark.
Thank you.
All right, 800-259-9231, the Packet A toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Well, let's talk about dolphins. Now, from time to time, we bring up, this is very occasional, but I'll spot some neat little science-y article that I just think is really neat. And this is one of them. As they leap over the waves and perform their extraordinary acrobatic feats, dolphins are the embodiment of waterborne grace, according to the Daily Mail. Yet, almost incredibly, this was not always their element. Experts believe that the dolphin's ancestor was a dog-like creature which roamed the earth many millions of years ago. And now the extraordinary discovery of a bottlenose dolphin with an extra set of flippers has provided living proof of this evolutionary theory.
Okay.
At first glance, it looks like any other of its kind, but closer inspection reveals a rogue set of rear fins.
Rogue fins.
Now, we're not talking about the main fin on the back. We're talking about
tail.
An extra set of fins. At first glance,
they have the little fins up in front. I don't know what all these terms are. I don't even know what the terms are.
Fins.
The ones in front, so he has a second pair
in
back?
Exactly right.
Hmm.
Each is the size of a human hand. The fins are thought to be the remnants of a pair of hind legs.
Adding to evidence, it doesn't mean that that proves anything.
Well, it apparently is quite a missing link for the scientists. Adding to evidence that dolphins once walked on all fours. While dolphins with odd-shaped lumps jutting out near the tail have been caught before, this 5-year-old bobblenose is thought to be the first with a full second set of fins. Now, I don't know if you knew this, Mark, but if you actually look at an X-ray of a dolphin's fin, there's a thumb in there.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm aware of this, and I'm aware that they say that whales and dolphins, which are essentially whales, are descended from some sort of land-based creature that returned to the water. That's why they're water-living mammals, But I don't know. I mean, I don't think about it much on a regular basis. I don't have any thought one way or the other.
Nor do I. I just find it very interesting. Scientists have so far been unable to tell whether the four-fin dolphin caught near Japan's Wakayama province a week ago.
Oh, uses... they caught by Japanese. The poor dolphin was eaten shortly thereafter.
Extra set of fins when swimming. The creature, 9 foot from nose to tail, is now in a tank at a whaling museum and has not been eaten, where it will undergo both X-ray and DNA testing. Seiji Osumi of the Institute of Cetacean Research in Tokyo says, I believe the fins may be remains from the time when the dolphin's ancestors lived on land. This is an unprecedented discovery. Recent fossil finds support the belief that 50 million years ago, forerunners of the present deep-sea mammals had limbs and were quick on their feet. The creatures, which belong to a group called pachycetids, looked like a cross between a wolf and a tapir and had large heads, long, powerful tails, spindly legs and ankle bones well adapted for running. Is it possible that dolphins were once man's best friend on land? Although was man around back then? I don't know. Probably not. They also had bones in their ears, which are unique to cetaceans, the sea family to which whales and dolphins belong. So they've already found evidence of these land-based creatures, and there already were some tied-in characteristics between them and dolphins. So this is just yet another piece of evidence. It's thought that the dolphin's land-loving ancestors had first crawled into the sea to escape predators or to seek food between 50 million and 35 million years ago. Their hind legs became smaller and smaller before eventually disappearing altogether. The new aerodynamic shape reduced drag in the water, speeding their swimming. So essentially that means that this particular dolphin is not as evolved as the rest.
Well, sort of a throwback.
Yeah, or maybe they're evolving back. Maybe they're getting ready to come back on the land.
I suppose evolution could do that.
Mark Simmons of the Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society said they became more and more streamlined, lost their hair, and developed a layer of fat for insulation. Evidence of the long-lost rear legs can still be seen in the dolphin fetus, which contains leg buds that disappear before birth.
Hmm.
Now it seems a freak mutation, perhaps caused by pollution of the oceans, has caused a long-lost trait to reassert itself in a modern-day dolphin.
You know, it's just a little jab at everybody. Pollution in the ocean is causing the dolphins to regress in their mutation.
Yeah, not that we're going to see it happen anytime soon, because evolution certainly takes a long period of time, but it certainly would be interesting if a subset of dolphins started regrowing the required functions that they need and the parts and functions they need to be landlubbers again. We'll have dolphins, pet dolphins running around.
It's not going to happen in our lifetime.
No, certainly not. Further evidence of the dolphin's past as a land dweller comes from its inability to breathe underwater and the bones of its fins, which are similarly jointed to those in the human hand.
It's interesting.
Very interesting. There's no issue, of course. I just found it fascinating. Well, the issue was evolution, believe it or not. And I don't really want to talk about that. 800-259-9231, the Packet A toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You actually have something ocean-related, though.
I do, and mine goes a little bit like that statement that they made in there. Perhaps it's pollution of the oceans that's making the dolphins' rear fins show up. From the BBC News by Richard Black, environmental correspondent for the BBC News website. There will be virtually nothing left to fish from the seas by the middle of the century if current trends continue. According to a major scientific study, stocks have collapsed in nearly one-third of sea fisheries, and the rate of decline is accelerating. Writing in the Journal of Science, the international team of researchers says fishery decline is closely tied to a broader loss of marine biodiversity. But a greater use of protected areas could safeguard existing stocks. You know, just the article goes on and just talks about how, you know, we're all going to die. And the only thing we can do is conservation. People must stop eating fish.
But didn't they say 3 decades ago there was going to be an ice age?
They did.
Sometime around now?
And they also predicted... I know at one point they predicted that the oil reserves were going to run out by the mid-50s.
Right. Environmentalists have been predicting dire consequences and doomsday for all for a long, long time.
How much of the world is covered in water, Ian?
I don't know. A good portion of it, though.
Yeah,
what, two-thirds?
Two-thirds, three-quarters, depends on where you read.
Yeah.
it amazing to me that they somehow think that this area of the world, which is also in three dimensions, like you can stack creatures yeah. on top of each other, and somehow just going to disappear.
Well, of course, the solution is to privatize the oceans. More on the way. We'll get into it. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's a Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And what is the person who's been called aggressively nonpartisan sound like? Well, a lot like a libertarian, sometimes. Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he thought the Free Talk Live audience would respond to this ad. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
You know,
dancarlin.com.
Dan Carlin's pretty libertarian. It's just that when you're talking to Free Talk Live, you have to make qualifying.
You have to qualify it.
We really do.
Yeah, I had some program director ask me today when I was talking with him, well, who would you call yourself closest to of all the talk show hosts out there? I reluctantly said Neil Bortz, but he's not really even a libertarian at all.
When we first started doing the nationally syndicated and we were trying to talk to people, program directors, about getting on, we sort of said it was like Lionel and Neil Bortz on the air together.
Mm.
But it's not.
Yeah.
No.
It's Free Talk Live. All right, and the calls are rolling in, so we're going to them. We're going to get back to some more on this privatizing the oceans. The stocks are in distress.
I have a great line in this article.
No one's going to ever have fish sticks again. Let's talk to Jeff in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Just the Gordon's fisherman.
Hello, Jeff.
How are you?
Good. What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to drop this little Daily Press. It's a Newport News article that came out in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Before you say that the dolphins growing new fins is due to evolution, I know it's pretty well known, I don't know if you guys know it or not, but frogs across the country and in other countries around in areas where they're spraying pesticides on the plants and that grow like 8 to 9 legs per frog.
Wow.
And there's been like a huge DNA shift in frogs in ponds, the point where the frog legs are inedible at this point.
Darn.
Now, frogs are growing 9 legs and they're inedible?
Well, I mean, would you eat a frog with 9 legs?
I don't know. If it tasted good.
Huh?
If it tasted good, I probably would.
Well, I used to do it, too. I used to frog gig and eat the legs, and I wouldn't do it now.
Not anymore, huh?
So
you think it's pesticide?
Huh?
You think it's pesticides?
Absolutely. It's been proven.
How so?
People have done the research on it. I don't have the actual thing. I don't have the actual study on that, but I do have the study on
that. I'm always careful about when environmentalists put out studies, it's because they want to rule the world.
I understand
and
that.
It scares me, and I know that when it came to DDT, they just lied, and millions of people have died from malaria based on their lies.
Yeah, it's true.
And
right.
It scares me.
Well, I just wanted to give you this piece of information.
Yeah.
You're talking about privatizing the oceans and dolphins.
I'm not saying I don't believe it. I'm saying that it's something that I would look at.
Right.
And, you know, I'm
right.
Gonna.
Do your own research,
yeah.
You know, basically. Okay, now in this Newport News article done by John, I know this is funny, but he is a real reporter, John Bull.
Okay.
The Army now admits that it secretly dumped 64 million pounds of nerve and mustard agents into the sea, along with over 400,000 chemical-filled bombs, landmines, and rockets.
Yikes.
And
yeah,
more than
sense.
500 tons, gentlemen, of radioactive waste, either tossed overboard or packed into the holds of scuttled vessels.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Some of these less than 12 miles off the American coast in less than 2,000 feet of water. So if we start seeing fish growing extra fins and looking a little bit differently, it might be because of that.
Was there a reason why? Because we had a caller a while back tell us that when he was in the Navy, he came across some guys just throwing stuff off the side of the ship, like wrenches and tools and stuff like that, just throwing it off the side of the ship.
Oh, they've dumped airplanes. I mean, they admit here that they've loaded the hulls, ship hulls, and scuttled the whole ships full of radioactive waste. You know, and we're talking tons and tons and tons of this stuff.
Well, there was a reason to increase budgets or just to get rid of some crap?
They're getting rid of old World War I and World War II armament that's actually, you know, become obsolete due to new designs and that. So instead of actually trying to get rid of the stuff in a safe way, they believe it or not, government would hire contractors to go out and dump this stuff, and they were supposed to be dumping it in specified locations, and they were, like, shortchanging it. Like, they'd get an hour or two out and go, this is good
enough.
Let's dump
it here, yeah.
This is good enough, and then they dump the stuff off there, and the Army admits that the Army admits this, that they ring the country around like the lower portions of Texas, out into Florida, up the East Coast, and even out and around Alaska. So our country is literally surrounded by weapons of mass destruction and radioactive waste dump sites.
It's pretty shocking.
Just miles off the coast.
Jeff, thank you for the call. We appreciate the information. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231, the Packet A toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231.
It's hard to imagine they've got that much stuff, but
all the years, I guess.
Yeah.
He's probably exaggerating a little bit when he says it rings the entire country. That would be a lot. But, I mean, here and there, spotted throughout, you know, the
What he said about contractors being, you know, given the job to get rid of the stuff and specific places in the ocean to dump it. Not that I think that's a good idea, but it makes perfectly good sense that they wouldn't want to go out as far because, you know, every mile they go out costs them money.
Let's talk to Nick in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey,
Nick, what's on your mind?
I'm actually a pretty big fan of the show, and I've been listening for a while. This is the first time I've heard you guys talk about the environment.
Yeah.
And the subject is pretty close to my heart, so
I'm,
you know, excited to be talking about it with you guys. What do you think about global warming? Do you think that's like a big farce?
I don't know precisely. I do know that the last group that's really going to solve the problem is the government, even though all the environmentalists want the government to, we've got to get in charge of the government so that we can handle this global warming thing. And, you know, they've been in charge of the government. As a matter of fact, the EPA was brought into existence in the 70s. And what has it done? Well, it's the largest polluter in the United States.
The government itself is the largest.
The government
polluter,
itself,
the military specifically.
And you know, also the EPA is in charge of many government lands that it rents out
and botches cleanup.
And those people themselves that they rent it to, they strip the land because they're renters as opposed to owners.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, as far as I'm concerned, that's the EPA's fault too.
As far as is global warming for real, I don't know either. It very well may be for real. I find it very hard to believe that piddly little human beings could have caused it. I think if you look at the history of the Earth, it cools, it warms, and it cools and it warms.
Yeah, I would go for that.
To me, global warming has a perfect explanation. I mean, you suck up all this stuff that's underneath the Earth. Think about the reason it's there. It's dead plants and dead animals that have decomposed over time, all right? That's energy. That's heat and energy all just sitting under the earth. To me, when you burn all that stuff, it goes in the air. It makes sense that the earth's going to warm up. And it is a big problem to me.
That is energy. You know, energy is neither created nor destroyed, right?
Right, exactly.
I would like to hear, if it is a big problem, I would like to hear what your solution is, if you'll hold on. Hang on, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, the environment, the ocean, the fishies. Still got to talk about the fishies. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's memory master, Matthew Gerk, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second, and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-761-3669. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-761-3669. 1-800-761-3669.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can take control of the airwaves whenever you want. Be in here with and Mark, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Pack-A-Day toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is for free, the wiki included, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's over 850 unique pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener-editable version of the freetalklive.com website, wiki.freetalklive.com. And Freetalk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org as we bring Nick back on the line from Arizona. Nick, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. And we were talking about global warming and as far as is it real, is it not real, you believe it is real. And
right.
What's your solution?
Well, a few months ago I would have been along with most of the other environmentalists, but I've had a fair large dose of Ian and Mark over the past few months, and I know the answer. It's to privatize everything, like when you're going to bring up privatize the oceans. That'll save all the fish, you know.
If somebody
is looking after the interests of the fish, they're going to be protected. So
look, Mark, hold on a second. Mark, you're acting as though I'm crazy. I'm not.
I just don't understand. I don't understand, nor necessarily agree with
I'm
it.
Not saying you. I mean, I'm not saying that you should privatize the entire oceans. Just you can homestead the areas where you need to be fishing in. I mean, homestead those areas, and they should become yours. Should be subject to international laws, and if you own those particular plots of ocean, then you're going to want to protect the fish and the other wildlife that's in them, so you don't ever run out of fish in order to continue to make profits on.
Right. The point I was making is privatization is the answer, because that means, you know, if somebody has an interest in it, they're going to protect it. Now, the problem with the government and regulating industry and all that is they got this kind of joke going on. I think I've heard Mark refer to it as crony capitalism, where just, you know, the execs from all these energy companies and any type of polluter or anybody, they just get in Washington and spread their money around, and, you know, then they can do whatever they want.
Well, this is the funny part about what the environmentalists demand. Whenever the environmentalists get up and start yelling about some new regulations they want, they don't apparently really think about the ramifications of what they're asking for, because when you get up and successfully lobby the government for a new set of environmental regulations, the big companies just go, because they've got it in their pocket. They don't care. They just yawn about it, because either they're going to be grandfathered in by the new regulations, so their factories, their plants, their pollution, grandfathered in, they're not subject to the new rules, which means that the people who are subject to the new rules are who? Upstarts. The new people. The new businesses.
Yeah.
The ones that are just getting into the business. The little guys. The new competitors. They're the ones that become subject to all these new rules and regulations. And even if, by some chance of fate, these big companies that are already in existence, even if they are subject to the rules and regulations, it's really not as much of a big deal for them to absorb the costs as it is for a new upstart person getting into the business.
And,
so it doesn't really affect them that much.
And I'd like to also bring up the example of the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR.
Right.
Essentially, when you're making some new environmental rule, you're giving the government something. You're just giving it to them. For their use and them to decide on later. Because it's such a good idea to preserve wildlife stuff, we gave Alaska to the government.
Mm.
Almost the entire state. There's a few private things in Alaska, but almost the whole state belongs to the government. And you can see, as things progress in our history, there's much less government space on the East Coast as there is towards the West Coast.
True.
Most of the, you know, a lot of states over there, like Montana, Colorado, Utah, those kind of things, lots of government stuff going on there.
Yeah, Arizona is over 80% federal land.
Wow. Yeah, not so much, you know, Florida. You know, and it belongs to the government. So what did the government do with the Alaskan National Wildlife
Sold
refuge?
It out.
Yeah, we got to drill for oil there.
Now, what if Greenpeace owned the Alaskan Refuge? What would they have done?
We wouldn't be drilling there then, would we?
No, exactly. And another question I just want to pose to you guys quick before you let me off here.
Yeah.
Is you know, as far as business goes, doesn't renewables make sense as far as energy? I mean, renewables never run out. I know we're not quite there as far as technology goes, but if I was a businessman, I would be looking for renewable energy as, you know, like the moneymaker of the future.
You talking about like cold fusion, that sort of thing?
Well, even, you know, in Arizona here, we got sun like crazy. We got sun 300 days out of the year, and nobody uses solar energy down here.
Hmm. And that's strange, because solar energy is becoming better over time. They're developing and refining solar cells and all of that.
You know,
I'm just wondering if it's because of what you guys are saying, like, because of all the regulations and just the way we're already doing everything, if that's why.
It's hard to say. We're not in the energy, you know, we're not in the energy business. We can't really comment on how onerous the regulations are, but I could imagine that they're pretty bad.
I know that they're onerous on just about every other, every business out there. But I think also that to some extent, the green energy, it's coming into its own, but I think it's still mostly supported by people who are very much environmentalists. And it's just starting to get people who are looking towards saving money in the long run, getting off the grid, that kind of thing. People that are looking very long term.
Well, hey, how about this for an idea? What if we'd actually had non-monopolistic power companies? Like, what if...
Exactly. What if,
instead of your locality, your local government, giving a sweetheart deal to one power company... What if that had never happened, and we all could purchase power from two to three to four different power companies? Then what would happen with the research and development that would go on between those companies trying to compete with one another to lower their fuel costs, to lower their operating expenses, and to pass lower costs onto the customers? They would be developing all kinds of new ways to generate power instead of what we have today, which is one company that just sort of rests on its laurels, fixes the lines from time to time when they go down, and there's no R&D, there's no development.
They don't make any efforts.
What do you think about that one, Nick?
Free market is always a solution, man.
It's
It's
always better than the government. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet A toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. So, oh, environmentalists.
Yes, we were talking about the fishies.
The fishies are going away. According to somebody.
Yeah, out of this BBS.
Some alarmist.
BBS news article by Richard Black, the environmental correspondent for their website. I love this money quote here. It's from Steve Palumbi from Stanford University in California. One of the other scientists on the project added, unless we fundamentally change the way we manage all ocean species, here's the keyword, together as working, keyword, ecosystems, then this century is the last century of wild seafood. And, you know, this guy thinks so little of nature.
Yeah.
This guy thinks so much
of
man's interference. I mean, this guy makes Ayn Rand look like, Ayn Rand, whatever. Yeah. It's Ayn. Her name's Ayn.
By the way, I'd like you to continue mispronouncing things, because I got an email from someone today.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, you mispronounced drowned. You said drowned.
I have such a hard time with that word.
And one emailer emailed in to say he was upping his AMP subscription because I was one of the only people that actually knew. He was very proud of me correcting you on that. So please continue to botch the word, the English language.
Oh, whatever. I've lost my whole train of thought. Basically, this guy thinks that man can change the whole world completely. That somehow we can kill every fish
in
the sea.
They believe man is a virus.
Yes.
They believe that somehow man, which is an animal, is so massively different from every other species of animal on the planet that we qualify as a virus,
right.
But every other animal is just an animal and deserves to be protected.
And as though those fishermen out there just trying, you know, the fish we can't catch, we just kill them. No! They're trying to catch fish so the people can eat them. That's all.
And spread the virus.
God.
They hate people.
It's so nuts.
We've read we read quotes from these people, these environmentalist nut jobs, who would really love to see some sort of black plague get re-released across the planet and cut the population down. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They want us all living in caves. It's nuts. 800-259-9231, that's the toll-free number. Packaday toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You bring up what's on your mind. Dave in New Hampshire's coming up. Your calls as well. Ladies first, if you make the calls. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-889-2994. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-889-2994. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-889-2994.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Pack-A-Day toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and everything on the site. We give it away, though we do ask that you support the show by voting for us, which will cost you all of a minute of your time. Go to vote.freetalklive.com and help us out because we're currently ranked in the number 3 podcast in the world, which not so good. Like, we should be number 2 or number 1.
Yeah.
And we could be with your help. If you go to vote.freetalklive.com, it's a great way to expose new people to this show. Our poll on our website has shown that a good chunk of you guys who are listening found us, those of you who are listening on the internet, found us through Podcast Alley. And that's where we're currently ranked number 3 at. And it's okay to be number 3, but we could be better because with your help.
If you need to be number 2, definitely.
Right. Vote.freetalklive.com is where you need to go. It'll take you a minute of your time, and it makes a big difference for us, and it's free, of course. All right. So to the phones we go. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Ian, with regard to the environment, this wasn't really why I called, but I did want you to know that, that your line that you used a while back, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but the whole idea of, want to protect the environment, why would we give anything over to the government to be protected?
Yeah, right.
And if, you know, and using the ANWR as an example, that's what happens when you give something to the government. And it's the number one polluter. The federal government is the number one polluter in the United States.
And there's no suing them. If they really screw something up and pollute something, like the guy that called in earlier, he actually sent me his article that he was referencing, and it's a 6-page long expose on this toxic dumping that the military did for decades.
Yep.
And it's really just sick, but you can't sue anybody. None of those military officials, whoever authorized that program, could possibly get in trouble, even if they're still around.
Correct.
Because of sovereign immunity, which is essentially the doctrine that states that government is immune from lawsuits.
But that is one of those things that really turns the light bulb on for lefties and environmentalists. And the other thing, too, government probably, I mean, assuming the federal government probably is involved in some form or fashion in funding animal research.
That's maybe
another
so.
Another thing that clicks the button with lefties, they realize they're funding animal torture more than likely.
Ooh, yeah, and you know what? That reminds me of a point I wanted to make, but it slipped my mind in the last segment. If the environmentalist types, who are very well organized, there are so many different environmental groups, and they always, you know, they're always out doing something, and I think that's great and everything that they're well organized, and they've got a good base of supporters.
if they would turn their efforts from lobbying government to doing things on a private basis, I think they would find much more success with actually saving the environment. If they were, for instance, if they were to, instead of lobbying, spend their money on purchasing lands and taking care of them. Like just buying up huge plots of land and keeping them pristine, keeping them in the conditions that they would like to see them in. Well, I think that would be much more effective, don't you?
Yeah, and some of them do that. Like there's some folks near Colorado Springs that adopted a lot of land between it and Denver, as I understand.
Yeah, I believe the Nature Conservancy, Audubon Society, I think those are a couple of the groups that do that.
Yeah.
So
but I actually, the main reason I was calling was just to remind our listeners not to forget Lauren Canario, who has been detained now for, about 50 days.
Yeah, going on 50.
In New London, Connecticut, for protesting eminent domain there by sitting on a porch that they were trying to take.
Now, I know you certainly haven't forgotten her. You're one of the most active people that are working in her defense or working on her side. You've been calling the judge. What are some of the actions that you've been taking that maybe some other people can duplicate?
Well, if you want to see the main actions that can be taken, go to nhfree.com and just click on the, up at the top it says nhfree.com action items. That's the full list. But some of the things that includes that I've been doing is, yeah, calling the judge. I usually call, and I never get through to him, but I talk to his clerk, and I always leave her a one-sentence message, usually a quote from the Constitution or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope to never leave them alone. But I really, it's not good that I'm doing the most, or I'm not doing the most, probably Kat's doing the most, but I'm doing a lot, and I really shouldn't be so far to the front of the pack because I'm not doing enough. No one can do enough.
Well, if a lot of people do just a little bit, that'll make a big difference.
Yeah, that's true, and that's what we need. If we had that, she'd already be out. But I just urge listeners, you don't have to make a huge sacrifice, so please go to nhfree.com, go to the top, click on the action item, see what you can do there toward the top.
Well, hopefully come this Monday, we won't be having to take similar actions in your case, Dave, because you're going to a courtroom on Monday morning, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I will be in a similar situation to Lauren in some ways, although I haven't tried to get arrested or anything like that.
Well, you were duplicating what Russell Canning did earlier this year. He attempted to go to an IRS office and hand out some information to the IRS bureaucrats. He was arrested before he even was able to enter the office, and that's because he announced his intentions in advance. He announced them on the NHFree.com bulletin board system there. And I guess the federal agents, they have admitted to monitoring the NH3.com bulletin board system. So they saw his announcement in advance. They were waiting for him. They knew he was coming. And they arrested him and threw him in jail for something like over two weeks simply because he was trying to hand out a piece of paper to the IRS employees. And that was outrageous enough as it was. But you decided that you were essentially going to show the feds that this wasn't over, that Russell wasn't the only person involved here. And then so you essentially went out unannounced. You just sort of appeared at an IRS office with doing one of your, I guess, trademark silent protests. You handed a couple of sheets of information to some IRS employees, and now they're going to be, they attempted to fine you, and I don't know if there's a charge that's being leveled against you, but you are expected, apparently, to appear in court because you have not paid the fine. So I don't really know what, do you know what to expect here on Monday morning?
Oh, I wouldn't claim to know exactly. There's a lot of different options that could happen, but I don't really expect to be jailed. Maybe they will jail me. I would just say, if they want to turn me into the next Russell Canning, they can push me really hard and make me the next Russell Canning, but I don't see that's really in their interest. I'm not really trying to do that. I wasn't trying to get arrested. I did leave when they told me to.
Right.
The charge is distribution of handbills. That's what they're coming after me for. It's like a $125 fine.
Which is, of course, outrageous. I mean, it's outrageous to suggest that the federal government has a charge of that. I mean, this is a First Amendment issue.
Right. I always say I've been charged with petitioning my government or petitioning the government for a redress of grievances.
Right.
That's what I'm charged with, essentially. The word distribution of handbills could easily be paraphrased into the First Amendment.
It's absolutely outrageous, and I'm planning on, I hope, Mark, we can both maybe go up that way and attend on Monday morning in support of you, Dave, because this is there's some key differences between what you did and what Russell did. Russell announced his intentions in advance, and he sort of intended to get arrested as well. He walked in with the knowledge that could very well be an outcome, and it was probably an expected outcome, and he didn't go to the courtroom
when they demanded that he go to the courtroom. So they sent the federal agents after him at his house and arrested him and hauled him in front of the court. So you're doing some things differently. You just sort of appeared at the IRS office, and you are going to be going to the court when they requested that you go. So I wonder if the political types have had anything negative to say about what you've been doing, because when Russell got in trouble, there were some political individuals in New Hampshire that were in an uproar about it, saying, you know, they were just angry at Russell for making them look bad, et cetera, et cetera. And have you heard any of that backlash in your case?
No, the political folks are more supportive of this one, but they but also, I wouldn't say, I don't think what I'm doing is generating the same kind of excitement as what Russell did. To get more support from the political types, you get less excitement from the other folks. But the folks do seem to be relatively excited about it, so that's a real honor. And I think that speaking of political types, there's at least one state rep that he's going to be there, there are a couple of, you know, former state reps that I've invited that might or might not show up.
Great.
So, you know, there'd be some definite political types that will be there.
Well, I hope to be talking to you about your experience on the air on Monday night instead of just having to recount how they threw you in jail. Thanks
possible.
For the call, Dave. We appreciate it as always, sir. 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You're looking pensive, Mark.
I'm realizing that we're sliding farther and farther down the Podcast Alley's rankings.
We're not number three anymore.
No, we're number four.
Oh, my goodness. Are those Harry Potter podcasts the ones that are...
Yes, Potter cast and the Muggle cast are the ones that are getting us. And, you know, it's not like they've had a movie out recently. There's no book out.
There's another one coming. There's always another book or another movie.
Well, of course there is. If I was writing those books and making those movies, there would never be any end to them.
And to
be fair, if I had to hire somebody to write the next book, I wouldn't care.
To be fair, they've got a larger audience probably than we do. I mean, it's Harry Potter, after all.
Harry Potter's an excellent book series. I've enjoyed the movies. I don't know why one would care about a podcast about it, nor I haven't
apparently
seen any
of the
movies.
Apparently, the fans are total obsessive fan. They're really into it.
Well, I've read the whole book series, I think. I may have. Pretty much the whole book series. I haven't bothered to go see the movie. I mean, how does one make that step across?
I don't know. But anyway, it doesn't matter because we've got something like 2,000 people that listen to the show via podcast every night, which would be more than enough if every one of you went and actually voted.
Please.
Nominate. Vote.freetalklive.com. Hour number three is on the way. You take control. We'll talk about a bad student coming up.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.